Shavuot. So let me mention the following, just that we get ourselves oriented. We're learning Perek Eizu Mekomen. And Eizu Mekomen is the fifth Perek. Our goal for today is going to combine something in the fifth Perek with something in the sixth Perek. And specifically on Daf Samach Dal. So it's easy to remember, Siyata Deshmaya. Now what's going on here in Perek Eizu Mekomen that's relevant to us today? We have a Mizbeach and we have a Ritzpah. The Ritzpah is the floor of the Azara. And there's a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not saying that everyone agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, that they were Makadesh the Ritzpah. What does that mean? Not only does the Mizbeach have a status of avoda, meaning that you could do the zrika of the dam on the mizbeach, but even the ritzpah of the azara has a status that sanctifies it to the extent that you could be makriv the karbon on the ritzpah. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It's pretty way out. It's very shall I say new, very original. Now, I'm going to just summarize a point here in Tosfos. This could be Tarsh Baal Peh, because I don't want to overburden you with too many Gemaras in front of you. So just get the gist of it at this point. And here's what's going on.
Is this from Volume B?
This, what I'm showing you now, is just one line in the longest Tosfos in Shas. So I don't want to scare you. It's on Nun Aleph on Beis. I don't want to scare you with the whole long Tosfos. And especially since I want to just pull out one line from the Tosfos. So that's what I'm going to do. Okay then? And this will also be very helpful for us to sort of ease our way into what we want to study today. Okay. Let me just get the page open, sorry. Okay. There's something called Yesod HaMizbeach. So again, if I had a diagram, I would show you that there's the Mizbeach itself, and then there's the base of the Mizbeach. Now, if you take those two concepts in mind, the Mizbeach and the Yesod, then the parallel to each one of these will be Zrika and Shfichas Shirayim. What's Zrika? Zrika is the beginning of the process of the Avodas HaKorban. I don't mean it's the first part of the Avodah, but I mean to say that Zrika is the most important part of the Avodah V'Karban. Because with that Zrika, what you gain is Kapara. Every Karban is going to be Machaper, and the Kapara depends upon the Zrika. But now the Torah goes on and says something else. Although the Zrika is on the main part of this Mizbeach, there's something called Shirayim. Every Hasidish Yid knows what Shirayim is, right? And Shirayim is the leftover dam. So the Kohen was Mekabel the Dam in a Kli Sharetz. He took the Dam and he was Zorik it, but he's left with some extra Dam. Some Rishonim hold, he has to deliberately make sure that he has that Dam in the Kli Sharetz. Others say no. If he happens to have Shirayim, then the mitzvah applies. Now, where did the Shirayim go? Oh, good morning, Tom. How's your Rebbe?
She's fine, thank you.
Wow. Thank you. Well.
Can we learn in her Refuah Shleima?
Refuah Shleima, yeah.
Shein de Batle.
Oh, Shein de, I remember, but I didn't remember Batle. Ooh, are you ready? Tom, what happened? Should I move this?
Yeah, can we move you?
Well, I just don't want to mess up the computer here.
It's okay.
We'll do it.
Alright,
we're okay now?
Yeah, thanks.
So, Don, let me ask you this. Would you accept the following parallel? because Mendy is joining us and I wanted to give him a little orientation. Okay. Here's my parallel. There's the Mizbeach, and then there's Yesod. And my parallel is Zrikas Damim and Shvichas Shirayim. Would you accept that at this point? This is not a trick question.
Shvichas Damim?
No, I say
Zrikas Damim.
I say there's the Mizbeach per se. Yeah. I'm not going into detail which part of the Mizbeach. Right?
Yeah.
And then there's the Yesod HaMizbeach.
Right.
And my mirror image would be Zrikas Adam and Shvichas Shirayim.
Ah, okay.
Do you follow me?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so Zrikas Adam has to take place on the Mizbeach per se, the Mizbeach Gufa, as we would say. And then if the Kohen has leftover dam in the Kli Shoreis, after he finished his Zrika, what does he do with the leftover dam? Correct, excellent. He pours it on the Yisod. Okay. Now we have a problem. What's our problem? This is Tosus's problem, this gigantic Tosus on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis.
I'm still there.
Yeah, that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that they were Makadish the Ritzvah, which means that the Zrika Saddam could be done on the Ritzvah, on the floor itself. Again, how and when they sanctified the Ritzvah is another question. Maybe it was David HaMelech even before Shlomo sanctified the Ritzvah. So Tosis now has a problem because there are no less than three psukim in Sefer Vayikra that detail the requirement of Yesod. Right. Let's read. It's the same. It's the same pasuk over and over again. So if I give you one, that's all you need. It says the following. It says, El Yesod Mizbach HaOlam. Okay. That's in Vayikra Dal Pasuk Zion, in Vayikra Dal Pasuk Yuches, and Vayikra Dal Pasuk Chafei. So if we had a Vayikra open, I would show you three times the Torah says these words, El Yesod Mizbach HaOlam. And the Yesod is this base on the bottom of the Mizbeach that almost circled around the Mizbeach. Why do I say almost?
Because it's a bigger rim.
Okay, what's that called?
It's the...
What's that area that's not surrounded by the Yesod?
Yeah,
I can't hear you anymore.
The Kevesh and some other stuff too.
Well, no, I don't know. The Kevesh is that's a sugya to itself.
Isn't exactly what it is. You
would have
been.
Yeah, this is called Mizrachis Dromus. Okay, just keep it in mind. Yeah, you know, I'm not going to test you on that right now. So the southeastern side of the Mizbeach, which is as soon as you go up to the Kevesh and you turn to the right, that corner of the Mizbeach on the right did not have a Yesod, which is a complicated business. Why didn't it have a Yesod? That's because of which Shevet?
The Yehuda and Binyamin.
Correct. Yehuda sort of like trespassed into Binyamin's territory. But that's not for us right now. Okay. So why does the Torah say El Yesod Mizbach HaOla over and over and over again, which means Shvicha Shirayim, what do we do with the leftover dam? We pour it on the Yesod. In fact, it's going to be, I don't want to confuse, but one man, the Omer says that if you don't do the Shvicha Shirayim on Yesod, the whole Mizbeach is on the mind. The enterprise depends upon Shvicha Shirayim on Yesod. Oh, we don't accept that opinion, but it's an opinion. And now you're telling me that we're Makadosh the Ritzvah. Like, Boker Tov, but the Ritzvah doesn't have a Yesod to it. So why did the Torah repeat itself three times over, requiring Shvichas Yesod, when there is no Yesod? You're pouring the dam on the Ritzvah. That was Tosis Kash. Does it sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, Mendy, are you with me? Because you're new to this, but you know we're doing a Zrikas Dam. It's called Shvicha without a Yesod. It's on the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah doesn't have a Yesod. It's a flat area. You know. So Tosis does somersaults in the air, and he comes up with a situation in which even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that there's no Kiddush HaRitzvah. How could there be? Rabbi Yehuda says they were Makadish the Ritzvah. Who remembers? Can anybody help me? It was before whom?
Before Shlomo HaMelech.
Even earlier, if I'm sorry to be a stickler about it, it was even before David HaMelech. So even David HaMelech hasn't yet gotten around to be Makadish the Ritzvah. Then Tosis offers another answer that maybe we're in the post David HaMelech period, but a piece of the Ritzvah got loosened, and it was, who can help me with the English here? Nekar, how do you say Nekra?
Uprooted.
It was uprooted, okay. So the piece of the Ritzvah got uprooted, and the Gemara goes back and forth if whether the the soil underneath the, you know, underneath the shayish, or the, you know, underneath the surface level of the ritzvah, does that also have? So basically it comes out according to Tosis the following, that once you have ritzvah, once you're in the Kiddush HaRitzvah mode, there's no need for what? For Yisov. It's not even shy to talk about Yisov. There are three psukim that require Yisov. That's talking where there is no ritzvah. What do you mean there is no ritzvah? One or two scenarios. Either we're talking before David HaMelech, which is very odd, Rav Hossein, to say there are three psukim in the Torah that are focused on a period of time in Jewish history when there's kemat no avodas hakarbanos. I mean, before Shlomo HaMelech built the Mikdash. But David HaMelech didn't get around to do the ritzvah. Or David HaMelech was makadish the ritzvah, but the ritzvah was uprooted. What was the word we used?
Uprooted.
Comes along the Brisker Road.
When you say uprooted, you mean replaced.
No, it hasn't been replaced yet. After they replace it, we're okay, we'll do another Kiddush HaRitzvah. But right now, again, Don, you wouldn't know this. You probably never had such an experience, but I bought an apartment here where there's literally a, I say palata in English now, I'm forgetting.
A floor tile.
A tile. There's a tile that doesn't exist. You go like this and you're standing on ground. So, but you never saw such a thing. You don't hang around with the poor people, the plebs. You know what I'm saying?
No.
just kidding, Don. I'm jiving you, that's all. Okay.
I'm labeled rich because I lived in Jewish quarter for 30 years, so I'm the rich.
Oh man, wow. I was just there Thursday night, it was unbelievable. The only thing was the train going back. I mean, you couldn't. It was horrible. I mean, people.
Yeah, the Jewish tradition out of there is rough.
No, because this Thursday night was the last night of the light show.
Oh, wow!
And tons of people came to see the end of the light show, so they all took the train back because there's no way of getting to the old city without the train these days. But anyway, so that's what Tosa says. The whole spiel, which the Torah repeats three times over about El Yisod, Mizbach HaChitzon, Mizbach HaOla, is all about a period of time before David HaMelech, or when one of the tiles was uprooted. And therefore you're not standing on the Ritzvah. Unless you say that David was Mekadosh till the core of the earth, right?
Wait. So just because one tile was uprooted, you couldn't use
it? No, the coin is standing on that ground,
right,
below that uprooted tile, right?
Yeah.
So in such a case, he doesn't have the option of doing, so let's say the number of tiles, you know, he doesn't have an option of doing...
On the wrist.
Yeah, so then he has to do it on his back, and then he'll get you sewn. Well, all I'm trying to demonstrate to you, Rabbi Osai, is that we're doing somersaults in the air to try to come up with a hechatimtza, some reality in which the pasuk yisod hamizbeach is relevant, you know. So the Brisker Rav wants to offer a whole different approach. And for this, we have to introduce another concept. So see, Mendel, if you can focus on this, because this is brand new to you, probably. It's called Zrika Shelo Bimkoma. What does that mean? The Mizbeach has various locations. There's what's called the Gag HaMizbeach on top, then the Kronos of the Mizbeach, the four corners. Then there's the Kira HaMizbeach. The Kira HaMizbeach itself splits into two parts. There's above the Chud HaSikur, which is the middle room, and there's below the Chud HaSikur. There are many, many parts to the Mizbeach. And Shmuel, one of the great Amoraim, is of the opinion that if you do the Zrika on the wrong part of the Mizbeach, then the Zrika is kosher, the carbon is fine. However, the Basar is possible, meaning you're normally in almost all the Karbanos, except for Ola, Ola is the only exception, but in all other Karbanos, we eat some of the meat. And Don is going to, he's going to have to make sure his stomach is in good shape, Emir Tzashem, when the Mikdash is built, because he's telling me that the Kohen have suffered from overeating meat. I don't know. I'm a little disappointed to hear that news, but because we have a principle called Shluchei Mitzvah and Nizaki, you know, when you do a mitzvah, especially a mitzvah of eating good meat, you know, I didn't think that you anything. Okay, fine. So that's the story here, that the Basar itself becomes possible. And that's a sugya of Shmuel. You know, Bli Neder, maybe we'll get a chance to go back to that sugya. That's in the previous parak.
Where is the blood need to be?
It depends. You know, it's really... Let's say, for example, Chatos Behema needs to be sprinkled on the Kira Mizbeach above the Chut HaSikra. But on the other hand, Chatos HaOf would be sprinkled, I'm just giving you an example, I can give you many examples, has to be sprinkled below the Chutas Sikra, okay? There's certain karbonos that require keren, right? So it depends which keren, is it two kronos, is it one keren, is it matan acha shem shtayim, is it shtey matan acha shem arba?
Okay.
So that's called Zrika Shalobim Kopa. So the Brisker Rav wants to claim the following very innovative idea, that Ritzpah has the status of like the Mizbeach, but you can never pinpoint and say the Ritzpah is like this point in the Mizbeach. So therefore, every time that you avail yourself of the Ritzpah becomes Zrika Shalobim Kopa. Again, the Kopa, the carbon is Kasher, but the Basar is Pasta. Says the Brisker Rav, now I need those psukim about Yisod. Why? Because now I want to know, how do I achieve a Zrika Bimkoma? And the answer is, I can't avail myself of the Ritzpah. Why? Because what's the status of Zrika on the Ritzpah?
Shalom
Bimkoma. Now, what motivates me to want to achieve a Zrika Bimkoma? What motivates me? What?
To me.
Exactly. So the meat will be kosher.
I'm a Kohen.
Yeah. So you want the meat to be kosher. So what do you do? You need a Zrika Bimkoma. If you need a Zrika Bimkoma, what's going to happen after the Zrika? Right? I'm holding on to the Klish Sharish. Exactly. I'm going to take the Shirayim on the Yisod. So again, why did the Torah repeat itself multiple times to require Shvichas Dama Yisod? I don't even need the Mizbeach at all. I can completely circumvent the Mizbeach according to review and do the whole kinds of business on the Ritzvah. But the answer is, I want to gain a Zrika Bimkoma. Once I want to gain a Zrika Bimkoma, I need what? I need the Mizbeach. After I implemented the Zrika Bimkoma on the Mizbeach, now I have Shirayim. What do I do with the Shirayim? I pour it on the Yisod. This is how the Brisker Rav wants to circumvent the whole problem.
What if you poured the Shirayim on the floor?
Excellent question. It seems that Shirayim requires Yisod. Oh. You know, that's like an immovable mover, because it's not, the Torah repeats itself three times over to tell you that you need Yisod. But Mendel, you asked an excellent question. I hope that I gave you the right answer.
That question tricked us before, because we innocently learned all the limudim on Shvicha Adam LeYisod. So it sounded like it was Me'akev.
Right.
And then after
Me'akev in the mitzvah of Shvichas.
Right.
Shirayim. It doesn't mean it's Me'akev in the car.
Are you hearing this? It's Me'akev only on the Shvicha Damim. But it sounded like it might be Me'akev on the whole Korban, because how could you have limudim of Psukim on every single part of it?
Right. Okay.
According to that answer, so these, the Ritzvah,
according to Brisker Rav,
according to Tosfos? Yeah, but it's still, you could still do it. It just, it would be Lobim Koma.
So, right. So, and Lobim Koma would mean that the Basar is possible. If I want to gain Zrika Bimkoma, I have to do it on the Mizbeach. And once I do the Zrika on the Mizbeach, now the opportunity arises to be Makayim another Mitzvah on the Yisod, namely Shvicha Shirayim. And that's the way the Brisker Rav learns. How does Tosus learn it? And let's not forget Tosus. Tosus was 1,000 years before the Brisker Rav, so we have to give a lot of cover to Tosus. Tosus says that the requirement of Yisod is before David HaMelech was Mekadesh the Ritzvah. Okay? So it comes out that Tosus has no problem once we Mekadesh the Ritzvah, historically, right? Once we're in that post Kiddush HaRitzvah period, then Tosfos says there's no difference between Zrika on the Mizbeach and Zrika on the Ritzvah. Because once you Mekadesh the Ritzvah, you won't have Shif Shvicha Shirayim al Yisod. Tosfos says you only need Shvicha Shirayim al Yisod if you're doing the Zrika on the Mizbeach. Then the Torah obligates you with regard to the Shirayim, the balance of the Dam, to do Shvicha on the Yisod. But you can circumvent the whole business with no loss whatsoever. Just do the Shvicha Shirayim on the Ritzvah. I'm sorry, just do the Zrika on the Ritzvah. There won't be any Shirayim for Shvicha. What you do with the Shirayim in that case is going to be an interesting discussion, but there's no Shvicha Shirayim because you did the Zrika on the Ritzvah. So why is the Torah three times over require Shvicha Shirayim al Yisod? So that's because of the pre-Kiddush HaRitzvah period, namely during David HaMelech's reign. Okay. Now, Rav Osai, we want to put this all on the side, okay, for a few minutes. And we want to fast forward to Daf Samach Dalid Omer Aleph. Okay, then? And here's where we want to integrate two different chapters of Masechta Zvachim. Now, all we need here on Daf Samach Dalet, besides a lot of Siyata Dishmaya, is two lines of Gemara. That's all we need for our purposes. Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay. And I'll tell you where we're looking. Just give me a second here to get oriented. Okay, we're going to count down from the top of the Omid. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines down. Yeah, that my time of the Rabbi Yochanan. My time of Rabbi Yochanan. I'm sorry. It really goes like this. My time of question mark. And then Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Now, let's not read it in one fell swoop. So let's talk about my time. What is this going on? Okay. The Mishnah itself is discussing the case of Olas Ha'of. And the Mishnah establishes that in a perfect ideal situation, the what's called Hazah or Mitzui, you know, whatever you have to do to get the Dam of an Of onto the Mizbeach, we're not going to enter into that now, should be done on the southeast corner. Now watch what happens, Rabos. Can you watch my hand for a second? I'm going up the Kevesh. I get to the top. I'm at the Mizbeach. And where do I turn? We always turn to the right, correct? Mm-hmm. Why did you just point to the left?
No, I'm just turning. Right.
Okay? So, we turn to the right, correct? Now, watch what goes on here. From the point in which the Kohen reaches the top of the Mizbeach until he turns to the right corner, this quite a distance, whatever it is, 15 amos, well, I don't know exactly, it's not my purpose.
He's on the ledge, okay, we're talking, he's on the ledge or he's actually on the Mizbeach?
He's on the ledge, right, he's not on the top of the Mizbeach at this point, okay, so he's turning to the right, and that the Mishnah establishes that that's what's going to happen, okay. However, there's something called Kishahi Rabba. Kishahi Rabba means when there's an overflow of you know, there's a lot of traffic, a lot of carbonos that are being brought. So in such a case, the Mishnah says that he should go towards the Mizrach. Now, again, the Mizrach goes south to the right. And if he turns left, he goes towards the west. Does that figure out with your diagram?
Well, when he's going up, he's going.
No, I'm saying instead of turning to the right because there's too much traffic on the right. So he's going to turn towards the west. I think the west would be left. Right?
Yeah, okay. He can't be on the ledge then. He must be still on the kevish on the ramp.
Okay.
Because it's impossible to turn left if you're on the ledge.
Okay. Why? I didn't calculate.
I mean, according to this rabbi,
yeah.
If he's coming and he's coming up the ledge, there's no way he turns into the side of the ramp, so he can't turn left.
Right.
So he must be coming up the kevish and then turns left.
Right.
And again, he must be on top.
And this is the west?
This is the west.
Okay.
And he must be on top because, again, there's no way he can fall off the ramp if he turns.
Okay. Yeah. Now, where exactly... Okay. Now, the point here is defined. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mipnei She Krova Mibeis Hadeshen. Do you see those words in the Gemara? Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mipnei She Krova Mibeis Hadeshen. Now, what's this thing called a Beis Hadeshen? Beis Hadeshen is a place where those parts of the carbon that you don't need, in other words, they're not going to be brought on the Zark Torah, So you put it into the Beis Hadesh, or alternatively parts of the carbon that were already burnt on the Mizbeach, so you're left with, you know, charcoal and ashes and so forth and so on. That's called the Beis Hadesh. Now, in the case of Olas Ha'of, there's a lot that has to go into the Beis Hadesh. And those are different parts of the bird that are not subject to Takrova, which is called Mur'ah and Notza. How does he translate that? Like the feathers and the that thing in the back. What's it called?
The crops.
The crops. Okay. Whatever it is. So basically, we want to get the Kohen as close as possible to the Beis Hadesh. On one end, you know, if all things were equal, we would tell him to go to the Keren, meaning the eastern Keren, and that would be fine because the Beis Hadesh is on the eastern side of the. But since there's an overflow of traffic, so we have to push him in a different direction.
Okay, can I show you?
Yeah.
Okay, because when I read this, I put it here the way I see it. This is where the Beis Hadesh is.
Okay.
Right. So and then the idea is he goes over, he comes this way and he throws it. This is where he has to throw 30 amot. Uh-huh. So he's throwing it over the kevish here
to get into the base.
And the question is, and I think the question is, can he do that? You know, how does he get it? Because he has to get it there. So if the kohen's coming from this side, it's mm-hmm. easy. It's right there. But if he's coming because of the traffic, he's coming over here. He has to be able to throw it. And okay. he's a very lightweight, so for him to be able to throw it, he has to really be
give a real
zunk,
a real push. So Rabosai, now we want to take a look at Tosfos Divra Maslam Mipne. You have that Tosfos?
Yes.
It's what should I say? The fourth Tosfos down on the page.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So again, if all things were equal, he would go to the Keren, what we call Dromis Mizrachis, which would mean that he turns towards the right side, and that Keren, that corner, which is on the Mizrachis side, the Beis HaDeshen is in the Dorom, Keren in the south, so it's great. Everything's wonderful. Okay. So I'll just read to you the Masifta gives a little extra explanation. He says, L'chatchila mokom avodas ola sa'ov. L'chatchila, I think he means if all things were ideal, hu bekeren dromis mizrachis v'neshi krovo l'beis ha'deshen u'lesham zorek ha'koines ha'mora'ov ha'notza shala'ov. That's what we know from the Gemara. Tosa says, V'tema. Lama hu holech. Why is he going to do the avod of the Ola ad hakeren? Why is the Mishnah stipulating that he should take the oath all the way to the Keren? Again, there's a long distance between when he gets up to the top of the Kevish until he goes all the way to the Keren. Hayamarchik mi beis hadeshet. In other words, if he goes all the way up to the side, I would say of the Keren, then he's moving further and further away from the Beis HaDeshen. The Beis HaDeshen is on the eastern side of the Kevesh, which is towards the south, and now he's moving all the way to the end of the Mizbeach. And the Kevesh itself doesn't reach all the way to the Keren, you know, the Mizrachis Dromis. So in order to do the Avod of the Ola Sa'ov in the place that's closest to the Beis HaDeshen, the Kohen could stand on the south side of the Beis HaMegdash, of the Mizbeach, close to the Kevesh, and he doesn't have to go all the way over to the Keren Mizrachis. So let me just see if it fits in with your diagram here. Oh, you put a dot over here, that's very good, right? Mm-hmm. So this is towards the south side, and it's got what? It's got the status of a Beis HaDeshen. So Tosus wants to understand, if he's got to get this stuff into the Beis HaDeshen, why does he have to go all the way to the Keren? Why not just do everything, you know, when he gets as close as possible to the Beis HaDeshen? In other words, basically what Tosus is asking, is there some requirement here that takes you all the way? Again, it's very hard to get a perspective on it with this particular diagram because it's not giving you the midos, you know, the measurements, but Why does he have to go all the way to the Karen? Is the requirement of Karen? If let's say I would assume that underneath the Karen, or closer to the Kevesh, a little bit towards the western side, he's still close enough to the Beis HaDeshen. Is there some sort of premise here that he has to go all the way to the Karen? And Tosfos says, V'ein lomar, and don't say the following, Mishum dekol damim te'unim Karen. Maybe you'll tell me that any time you bring a karmon, you must do the Zrikas Adam, or in this case, the Mitzvah Adam, whatever it might be, on the Karen. And therefore the Karen that's closest to the Beis HaDeshen is the Karen Dromus Mizrachis. So again, he's really overshooting his mark, but he has to do so because it's a requirement of Karen. Tosfos says that's impossible. You cannot maintain that position. Why? Do Amrina Liel, this is the sugya of Rabbi Yehuda that we've been mentioning over and over again on Daf Samach, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could be makdir on the Ritzpah's Hazara, right? They were makadish the Ritzpah. If they're makadish the Ritzpah, what is the Ritzpah certainly lacking?
Karen.
Karen. Doesn't have Karen. Moda Rabbi Yehuda b'damim. Oh. So Tosfos rejects. So again, let's just see what Tosfos offers the following havami.
It doesn't fit in with my diagram.
Okay, so I don't know. I can't. I'm sorry, I apologize. I don't know if I can work out all the details yet. Hopefully we'll get to that point. Maybe we'll get...
No, maybe I misplaced the diagram.
Somebody brought me a little picture of it, so maybe we'll be... But again, just try. Let's try to rise up to the abstract world. Tosfos is saying that perhaps every Zrika Saddam requires Karen. And that's going to be your proposal to answer my question. What was my question, says Tosfos? Why does he have to go all the way to the Karen? He's overshooting his mark. Again, that we'll have to work out with the diagram. He can get to the Beis HaDeshen without having to go Mizracha all the way to the Karen. True, the Beis HaDeshen is on the Mizrach side, but towards the Dorom, he doesn't have to go all the way to the Karen. And Tosfos says that if you're going to propose that all Damim need Karen, I'm going to reject that. I'm going to disprove that thesis. You cannot assume that all Damim need Karen. Why? Because from you the holds
Ritzvah.
And Ritzvah doesn't have Karen. So that would be a very fine answer to Tosfos' question, but he rejects it. But then look at the next few words in Tosfos. He says, Moda Rav Yehuda bidamin. Now, what do those words mean? Moda Rav Yehuda bidamin. Does he explain it? Tosfos does, as far as I know, Tosfos doesn't explain what he means by Moda Rav Yehuda bidamin. So if you take a look at the next two words, I think maybe that gives us a clue as to what Tosfos has in mind. He says, Dinishkale aduchta. Now those two words, Nishkale aduchta, are borrowed from the Gemara about Erev Pesach. Do you remember we discussed the fact that on Erev Pesach, they appointed a Kohen to run around the Azara and collect the dam from the Ritzpah? What were they afraid of?
That
maybe some of that dam never got onto the Mizbeach. So Tosfos is asking the following. If according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no requirement of Mizbeach, and all you need is the Ritzpah, and therefore there's no Din of Karen, then why did the Gemara require that we collect the dam from the Ritzpah? Why not just pick it up and put it back down on the wrist? But remember, we said you needed an active avodah of the coin. So apparently, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the dam has to go on the mizbeach.
Then what's the point of making the ritzvah kadosh? Doesn't kadosh give it some kind of a virtual yesod quality?
So that's why I thought the Brisker Rav would come in handy over here. Because what is the Brisker Rav saying? that if you don't use the Mizbeach and you use the Ritzvah, avail yourself of Yehuda's Kiddush Ritzvah, what does it end up as? Zrika Shalom. Yeah, you're a step ahead of me, Don, but it just what category? How do you categorize it? Zrika Shalom Koma. So Tosis wants to suggest that the reason why the Kohen had to collect the dam from the Ritzvah and place it on the Mizbeach, even according to Rabbi Yehuda who has Kiddush HaRitzvah, is in order to fulfill the requirement of Zrika Bimkoma. And again, what is Zrika Bimkoma? How does it jack it up one notch?
You can eat the meat.
Now you can eat the meat.
Which is essential for Pesach.
Correct.
Maybe Pesach, because Pesach. The Korban Pesach is something that's miuchat, something special.
Could be. But at this point, I think what Tosis is saying is, and again, it kicks into Korban Pesach, which we had a discussion about this a little bit on Thursday, but be it as it may, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get a Zrika on the Mizbeach. And if we're trying to get a Zrika on the Mizbeach, so he says the fine. E kol adomim to unim keren. Let's follow the next few words in Tosfos. Is my kashale. If you're going to say that domim needs keren, which means that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you need zrika on the keren. Again, why would he collect the dam? Oh, that's it. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohen would not have to do his Zrika on the Mizbeach. The Gemara thinks all he has to do is lift up the dam from the Mitzvah and put it right down on the Mizbeach. So Tosfos says, wait a minute, if you're going to tell me that you need Keren and therefore you need Mizbeach, then why was the Gemara attacking Rabbi Yehuda? Correct? So wait a minute, at the end of the day, does Tosis come up with an answer? Let me just, I want to make the cheshbon here, the calculations, and say, Tema, why does the Gemara say that you have to do the avoda on the keren? He's being marchik asman beisam ekshvi ein lom rishum to call adomim to unim keren. That, wait a minute, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, all we have to do is pick up the dam and put it back down on the azora. On the Ritzvah Sazora, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says there was no need for the Kohen to take the dam and put it on the Mizbeach. Correct? So Tosfos ends up without an answer. Am I right? Does everybody agree with me? Again, what was Tosfos' kasha? Why does he have to go to the Keren? So what are you going to tell me? Tosfos says that Kol Adomim Tunim Keren. I'll prove to you that that's not true. Because of Kol Adomim Tunim Keren, why does Gemara Daf Samach raise the question of Rabbi Yehuda, let's just pick up the dam in the end, put it down back down on the Ritzvah, will we need Keren? So the answer is we don't need Keren. And that's the Maskonatosis, that we don't need Keren. So we still don't know the answer as to why the Mishnah requires in the case of Ol HaSa'ov that the Kohen take it all the way over to the Keren.
Maybe it's to designate a direction or a spot as opposed to
maybe, but again, why do I quote to you this Tosfos? Because I'm trying to think out loud. Would this Tosfos prove that the Brisker Rav is right? What was the Brisker Rav? That even though this Kiddush HaRitzvah, it still remains only as Zrika Shalom Koma. So, if you don't mind taking out the Nefesh Tova. Okay then, Chelik Aleph, you have it?
Oh, that's bad.
That's Chelik Bet? Oh, that's mine.
It's on the shelf.
Oh, maybe that's yours. Mine. No, let's just see, is that mine or yours?
There's two of them?
Yeah, we only have one.
Oh, this is yours.
That's the bet.
Go for it, Ben.
No, this is the one you need.
Oh, I thought you said.
Did I say Chelik Aleph? I'm sorry, I apologize.
Is that your one?
Bet? Bet, yeah. Here. No, I have Ben. I have it.
Are we?
This is yours. I'm holding on to your copy of Ben. I'm the culprit here. Okay, I'm the thief. Tof Nun Zayin. Okay, here's what I want you to look at. You see this paragraph? Umi Divrei HaTosfos?
Okay.
He says the following. Umi Divrei HaTosfos L'Kamon Samat Dalet Amud Aleph, Divrei Hamaskil Mipnei Shekrova. Okay, that's the toast that we just saw. Yesh lochiach the din zrika la ritzpa kizrika shalobim koma. So again, let's review the issue here. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that this kiddush haritzpa, when he does the zrika on the ritzpa, is that called zrika al gabi mizbeach, and the ritzpa magically has the same identical kiddush and sanctity and status as mizbeach? No, the Brisker Rav wanted to say the zrika is a zrika kshera, but it's not the ideal situation. It's zrika shalom b'mkom. B'mkom requires mizbeach, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So he says the Nefesh Tova, that I can prove to you that Tosus accepted the Brisker Rav. How? Disham Isa, there on Daf Samach Dalet, the Gemara assumes that what? That Olas Ha'of, Hoysanases Bekeren Dromis Mizrachis. So it's all the way on the right side, on the corner of the Mizbeh, the southeastern side, right? Ukshihi Rabbah. And if there was an overflow and there wasn't enough room, Hayosim also b'keren dromis ma'arovis. So they moved towards what? Towards the west. But they're still on the Dorom, which is important. Why is it so important that the old self be on the Dorom? To be close to the Beis Hadesh. Mipnei shekrova lebeis Hadesh and shayah b'mizrach hakevesh. Hichu b'tosvis lama hu holich ad hakeren. Why does the Mishnah require that you take the Dam all the way over to the Keren? You're already passing that point which is closest to the Beis Hadesh. I call it overshooting your mark. Ad HaKeren, v'umarchik, hayamarchik mi-Beis Hadesh. Klomar im rabo b'mizrach yisrachik tzas l'kivun marov. In other words, once he goes up the Kevesh and he turns right towards the Mizrach, and he realizes there's no room over there, let him just retrace his steps a little bit. He doesn't have to go all the way to the Keren. He can stop more or less dead in his tracks where he is, do the Zrika Saddam, chuck whatever he has to into the Beis Hadeshen, and Shalom Al Yisrael. That was Tosus's kash. Then Tosus says, V'eilom, or maybe he'll answer that the reason why I can't just retrace my steps if I'm a Kohen, right? And just do it somewhere on the Dorom side, but not so far Mizrach, but move towards the Myra, but I don't have to do it on the Keren. He says, Ein Lomer, don't give me the answer, to call Adamim to Udin Keren, because Zrikas Adam requires the Keren. That would be an excellent answer. Why does the Mishnah require that you take the Ol Sa'of all the way to the Keren? Maybe it's a Din, that Damim have to be on the Keren? So Tos rejects that, because in the case of Yehuda, the Gemara just says, pick up the Dam, right, in Erev Pesach, and put it right down. Because Rabbi Yehuda maintains that this Kiddush HaRitzpah. So I don't understand. What is Tosus hacking about? Okay, fine. Pick up the Dam and put it down on the Ritzpah. But I still need to get the Dam onto the Mizbeach. Right, because according to... Bless you. Okay. So why is this a proof for the Brisker Rav? One second, I'm confused. Shouldn't this should be the opposite of the Brisker Rav? One second, Tosus is saying that you don't need Keren. I'm going to prove to you that you don't need Keren. How do I prove to you that you don't need Keren? Because the Gemara says just pick it up on the Ritzvah and put it back down on the Ritzvah. So you never put it on top of the Mizbeach, and certainly you don't need Keren. Just 1 second. Ah, I understand. I think I got it. Okay, good. This is what you call learning something the chavrusa. Here's the question. How do we view Ritzvah? Yesh lach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they makadish the Ritzvah. Listen up, because I think I finally have something intelligent to say. It took me a while, but I think it finally, the light went on. Is the Ritzvah an alternative to the Mizbeach? Or the Ritzvah has the same identical Kedusha as the Mizbeach?
It has a similar Kedusha as the Mizbeach. The Makom, it becomes the Makom.
But wait a second. It doesn't become the Makom according to the Brisker Rav. So what I was hoping that you would answer to this question is that Chakir is a machlokas between Tosus on Daf Nun Aleph on the Beis and the Brisker Rav. Let's just go over that again. Tosus says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why do I need a pasuk for Yisod? Three pasukim for Yisod? Why not just obviate Yisod and do the Zrika on the Ritzvah?
Zrika Shalom, Bimkoma.
So before that, you're already in the 20th century, but I'm going back to the 10th century, and Tosa says, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds we need Yisod for the pre David HaMelech period of time, before there was Kiddush HaRitzvah. Tosas obviously held that once we pass the Kiddush HaRitzvah period after David, everything's fine. There's no difference now between Dam that's placed on the Mizbeach and Dam that's on the Ritzvah. Again, there is one major difference. In the case of Dam on the Mizbeach, you'll require what? Shvichas Yisod. In the case of Ritzvah, you don't require Shvichas Yisod, but I don't need Shvichas Yisod. Because now Tosas is saying that the... Oh, I have the language now. The lingo would be the following. That Tosas is saying that the Ritzvah is a replacement for what? For the Mizbeach. And it's another Mizbeach. We have two Mizbechos. We have the Mizbeach proper, and now we have the Ritzvah. Since we have the Ritzvah, there's no requirement of what? Of Yisod, meaning Shvichas Shirayim, because there's no Shvichas Shirayim on the Yisod, obviously, because on Ritzvah, because there's no Yisod. And Tosas doesn't blink about that. So what's going to be the status of the Karban? The Zrika of which was done on the Ritzvah, according to Rabbi Yehuda?
It's kosher
and what? But it's just, you know, the word kosher, it means a lot of different things. You know, there's Rabbanut, and then there's Lubavitch, and then there's the Badach.
Matir, the Basar, and the
Exactly. Kabbalah. Everything, the whole nine yards. It's perfect. Why? Because now we have two alternatives. As the poet say, two roads diverge in the yellow wood. I can either avail myself of the Mizbeach, or I can avail myself of the Ritzvah. Comes along Brisker Rav and he says, name. The Ritzvah is not an alternative to the Mizbeach, it's rather what? An extension of the Mizbeach. But as an extension of the Mizbeach, it's lacking what?
Makomah.
It's lacking Makomah. Excellent. So it becomes a Zrika Shalom B'Makom. Okay. Now let's go back to Tosfos, fast forward to Daf Samach Daf.
Extension versus substitute, or it fuses into one, basically. Extension.
If you hold it's an extension, it fuses into one, but it's Shalom B'Makom. Just like any other part of the Mizbeach could be Shalom B'Makom, right? If the Torah requires that you put the Dam on top and you put it on the bottom, whatever. So that's called Zrika Shalom B'Makom. Tosfos doesn't see it that way. Tosfos sees that there are two alternatives for Zrika Saddam. You can do the Zrika Saddam in the Mizbeach. You can do the Zrika Saddam in the Ritzvah. Why? Because they were Makadish the Ritzvah. From Tosfos' perspective, if Louis Yitzur, I would tell you that the moon was Niskadish, so go do the Zrika on the moon. You know, the Ritzvah is a whole new ball game, a whole new area for Zrika. Now we get to Tosfos on Samach Daled. Oh. So what happens in Tosfos on Samach Daled? Tosfos wants to know, do you require Karen? Is there a requirement of Karen in Zrika Saddam? Because Tosfos says, I'll prove to you that there's no requirement of Karen. And why is that so? How does Tosfos prove it? Because there's Domim ala Ritzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says, as far as Erev Pesach, just lift up the dam and put it right there, back down on the Ritzvah.
Excuse me, what's the Karen? What does Karen mean?
Karen means the following. The Mizbeach was absolutely square. A perfect square. Like tefillin.
Right.
And on the four corners, there's a Karen. It's a 90, did I get this right? 90 degree angle? Right?
Yeah,
that's right. So there are four 90 degree angles. And there was a part of the Mizbeach that actually jutted up on top. Anybody remember the measurement of it? Was it, I forgot. I don't remember. One arm high. I don't remember exactly how it was.
Mm-hmm. That's called a carrot.
That's called a carrot. How many chronos
the horn,
are there?
The horn.
Four.
One
right?
By one.
Right. Now take a look at this, Mandy. At some point, let's say it's one amma, whatever it is, there's a keren, right? There's 90 degree angle. So now, what we're saying is that the dam has to be placed perfectly on that seam, if you could call it, at that
spitz.
At that spitz, you know, where the two corners meet.
You're right? Talking about zrikat adam?
Zrikat adam.
But I thought you said, what's that, for every korban or certain?
Tosfos thinks for every korban. Every korban is going to require kronos. And therefore, Tosfos says, you can't stop the Kohen, again, in the Olas Hope situation, we want to get him as close as possible to this point, don't stop him on his way to the Keren. Again, this is not a good picture, but imagine this is the distance till the Keren. Why does he have to go all the way to the Keren? Why can't he stop before the Keren and do the Zrika, and then whatever parts he has to throw into these Beis Hadeshen, which is the, you know, the crops and the feathers, let him do it from here. Why do you have to overshoot and get all the way to here to the Keren? So Tos says, maybe you'll tell me that every dam needs Keren. And that's it. And there's a requirement of Kronos. You ask me which of the four Kronos, and in every single Zevach will have to decide which of the four Kronos. But there's a requirement of Kronos. So Tos says, I'll prove to you there's no requirement of Kronos. Because Rabbi Yehuda says he can do Zrikas Adam where?
Ritzma.
On the Ritzvah. There's no Kronos on the Ritzvah last time we looked. The Ritzvah is a flat surface, right? It's a floor. So now, I want to analyze the following question. How did Tosfos understand Ritzvah? Did Tosfos understand Ritzvah as a replacement? Or did he understand Ritzvah as an extension? I say it can't be a replacement.
Why?
Because if it's a replacement, listen, Don, if it's a replacement, then what does that prove about Kronos? You could go up to the moon and do Zrika if the moon had Kiddush. That's going to prove whether Zrika's Dam on the Mizbech requires Kronos. You're comparing apples and oranges. You can't prove to me that let's just completely waive the requirement of Kronos from another alternative method. If you're talking within the Mizbeach and you have a proof that I don't have to go to the Kronos, Nicha, then Tosfos is Afla Vafela. Tosfos says, okay, the Mizbeach is an extension, I'm sorry, the Ritzvah is an extension of the Mizbeach, and guess what? The Ritzvah doesn't have Kronos. Vice versa, I proved to you for this, so you don't need Kronos. That would make a lot of sense. But if Tosfos holds that the Ritzvah is another alternative, we got two different Mizbechos. We have the Mizbeach proper, and then we have the Ritzvah. This was Mekudosh here, and this was Mekudosh here, and Rabbi Yehuda holds you can do the Zrika here, and everything is wonderful. What does that prove about Kronos? I want to know, in the case of Olas Ha'of, the Kohen is up on the top of this, he went up the Kevesh, he's turning towards the right, I want to know, does he have to go all the way to the end, to the corner, meaning to the Keren? Well, let him stop midway. Freeze midway as soon as he sees below him the Beis Hadeshen, and let him do the Zrika here and then throw everything in the Beis Hadeshen. So you're telling me there's something called Ritzvah. But now let's go with the other definition. This is what we call the Brisker Rav's definition. What is the status of Ritzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda? It's an extension of the Mizbeach. It's an extension of the Mizbeach, and you're going to do the Zrika on the Mizbeach. That's the magic here, that the Ritzvah was called the Mizbeach. But it's Shalom B'mkoma. No, but if I want to do the B'mkoma, so then, just 1 second, so then, so Tosfos asks the following question. Here's a case where you're doing a Zrikas Dam Mizbeach. I don't want to use the word on the Mizbeach because it's a funny kind of thing to say on the Mizbeach when you're on the Ritzvah, right? But it's on the Mizbeach al Pidin, and yet you don't require Kronos. It's like you see from Tosfos that Tosfos holds that how do I prove that there's no requirement of Kronos? Because part of the Mizbeach, where you can do the Zrika, is not a Keren. What part of the Mizbeach, again in quotation marks, you know, the Brits call it inverted commas. Which part of the Mizbeach has no Keren to it? The Ritzvah, yet. Rabbi Yehuda says that's fine. The Gemara says on Erev Pesach, all they have to do is pick up the Dam, put it down in the Ritzvah. And that's what kind of the carbon of carbon Pesach. So you see clearly that Tosfos is operating with the premise that Ritzvah is part of the Mizbeach, albeit Shalom Koma, but it's part of the Mizbeach. So Tosfos says, wait a minute, if all Domim need what? On the Mizbeach need Kronos, How can you fulfill that requirement of Kronos by doing a Zrika on the Mizbeach? But if I would assume, not like the Brisker Rav, but like we saw in Tosfos, that Tosfos says on Daf Nun Aleph from Beis, right, that once there's Kiddush HaRitzvah, I don't need the Mizbeach anymore, because forget about the Mizbeach. I got an easier way of doing it. It calls the Ritzvah. And it's not Shalom Koma, because the Ritzvah doesn't have a Koma. Anywhere the Ritzvah is all the same. So if that be the case, how does Tosfos prove anything about Kronos? Let's see if I can read this inside. He says, L'chora, you know, are you able to look inside for a minute? Because I always hold that Osiel's machimus, it's good to see it inside. You know, he says, Yesh la'ayin mahu chichu hatosvis. You have it? We're about to turn the page. Mahu chichu hatosvis mi ritzpah. She'ein kol domim te'unim keren. Tosfos invokes the case of what? Of ritzpah. To prove that you don't need keren. Well, karchach, I'll prove to you shiny ritzpah mi mizbeach. Ritzvah is a whole new entity. It's not Mizbeach. The Kamodu Kol Adonim Te'unim Nesina Keneged HaYisod. Nobody questions the following. That Nesina's Domim has to be Keneged HaYisod. Again, we're not talking about Shvich HaShirayim now. We're talking about the beginning of the process of Zrika, which has to be done Keneged HaYisod, meaning on the side of the Mizbeach, which, what was the word we used? Directly
juxtaposed,
or what's the word in English if I want to say that this is connecting this?
Opposite.
Corresponding to. So the halacha is that the Zrika has to correspond to the Yisod, right? That doesn't apply to the case of Ritzvah. But Ritzvah lo bi'ina nesina connected a Yisod. So you see that Ritzvah has its own dinim. It doesn't operate within the framework of Mizbeach. Mizbeach has all sorts of different requirements. You need a Nesina connected to Yisod. There's going to be Shvich HaShirayim al Yisod. There are different halachas, none of which apply to Ritzvah. It's Hachinami Efshar. Therefore, what is Tosfos arguing? It's possible to Dafka Ritzvah. When we get to Ritzvah, Lekka didn't care it. Because Ritzvah is a whole new ballgame, a whole new entity. And it's no... there's no requirement of keren. Mishnut mipnei. Here I would underline this. Shedinim shenemru b'mizbeach lo nemru b'ritzvah. All the requirements, I'll give you a whole list of requirements with regard to zrika on the mizbeach, have no application to ritzvah. There's no keneged ha'yisod. There's no shvich ha'shirayim. Ritzvah is a whole new entity. Uli olam, but yet I could argue, neima, let's suggest that al gavi ha'mizbeach atzmo, if you're doing the zrika on top of the mizbeach, is b'in on keren. Then you really do require keren. So how does Tosfos invoke the case of Ritzvah to prove that you don't need keren? Ritzvah is operating with a whole new set of regulations. Apparently Ritzvah is a substitute for Mizbeach. I call it going up to the moon. V'nireh. Therefore, what do I conclude, says the Nefesh Tova? The Svir Leil Tosfos, Tosfos assumes that din Ritzvah shovel and din Mizbeach. It's not a new entity. Ubein and Afsham, and even there in the case of Ritzvah, Shemi Dimiikar Adin, notice if everything was perfect, we would need Keneged HaYisod, and we need Al Gavi HaKeren. So what's going to be the answer? Now, if you need Keneged HaYisod and Al Gavi HaKeren, then what's the status of Ritzvah? There's no Keneged HaYisod, no Keren. So we're going to have to invoke the Brisker Rav, then we what? That is, it's Zika Shalom Koma. Ulam, he says in the next paragraph, Tzarech Iyad, the Lefize Shuv Kasha, Ma'u Chichu Tosu Mi Ritzvah, Ha'af I Neymar, Dekol Azvachim Tu Unim Keren, Mikom Kom Minosan Al Ritzvah Kasha, Midin Zrika Shalobim Koma. We're still not out of the blotter, you know, out of the mud here, because what are you going to tell me? That I'll prove to you that you don't need what? You don't need keren from the case of Ritzvah. Well, wait a minute. According to Brisker Rav, how would you describe Ritzvah? Is it a lechatchila or a fallback position?
It seems a bit yabba.
Yeah, but how do you prove it? Because it's Rika Shalom. The Gomer, what happens to the Basar? It's possible. We suggest that maybe Karban Pesach, the whole Karban would be possible, because it's not, you can't eat the Karban Pesach. So what is Tosfos saying? You don't need. I'll prove to you that you don't need what? You don't need Karen from an inferior, what I call a fallback kind of a Zrika. Well, what's the fallback? You know, the Evid kind of Zrika, the Ritzvah. How do I know it's been the Evid if you're going with the Briskerov? Because the Basel, because it's possible, because Zrika Shalom Kol. So what is Tosfos saying? I'm going to prove that you don't need Karen. What do you mean you don't need Karen? Okay, maybe you don't need Karen if you want to end up with this second string, you know, kind of Zrika, which isn't even Mata the Basar. Because it's Zrika Shalom Bimkoma. I want to get a Zrika Bimkoma. And if I want to get a Zrika Bimkoma, maybe the Torah requires what? Karen. So we're still stuck here. Again, Tosfos invokes the Sugya Ritzvah to prove that Zrika Stam doesn't require Karen. The Manav Shachar in trouble. If Tosfos thinks that what? That the Ritzvah is a whole new ball game. It's a whole new kind of Mizbeach, and then it's a substitute Mizbeach, and it's an exact Zrika B'mkoma, because the B'mkoma is now the Ritzvah. So how can Tosfos prove anything about the Mizbeach itself? Maybe in the Zrika and Mizbeach you need Karen. And if on the other hand he holds like the Brisker Rav, that the Ritzvah is an extension of the Mizbeach, but just it's Shalom B'mkoma on the Mizbeach, because it's not in the right place. What does Tosfos mean? You don't need Karen. How can Tosfos mean you don't need Karen? You want to do this fallback, you know, I call it a second string to the other kind of Zrika. Okay, so you don't need Karen. But in order to do the right kind of Zrika on its makom, then you do need Karen. So how does Tosfos prove that you don't need Karen? Again, Tosfos is arguing, I don't understand why the Mishnah requires the Kohen to overshoot his mark. Right? He got up the Kevish, he's turning towards the right. Again, we're going to have to work it out with all the dark ribs. He's turning towards the right, which is called the Mizrach. And he has to go over to the Karen. In this distance that he traverses until he gets to the Karen, he's already passed over the Beis HaDesh. Why does he have to pass over the Beis HaDesh? Let him do his Rika there. And Tosfos says, and if you'll tell me, well, maybe Dovim requires what? Karen. Requires Karen. What are you going to do with Rabbi Yehuda? He's got Zrika al Ritzvah. Yeah, but the Brisker Rav holds the Zrika al Gabi Ritzvah. It's not really the Makoma. It's not going to be Masha the boss. So maybe we do require Karen. Has Tosfos proof from Ritzvah that we don't require Karen? Then,
No. Mendel. If you threw Zrika Damin on the Mizbeach, Lova Makoma,
right.
You would require Karen or not?
So that's exactly what Tosfos is trying to figure out. Because Tosfos says, if you require Karen, then I could certainly be happy about that, because that's why the Mishnah tells me that the Kohen, if he can't get into the Karen on the Mizrach side, he's got to turn towards the Karen on the Meirav side. You know, otherwise, why do I need Karen? You know, if you want to get to the Beis HaDesh, you don't have to do all that extra work over here and so forth and so on. But logically, conceptually, Tosfos says, I'll prove to you don't need Karen, because Rav Yehuda has Rikal Gavi Ritzvah, and Ritzvah there's no Karen. As far as I know, Tosfos never gets out of this problem.
But the Ritzvah becomes like the Karen. How far do you do that analogy? In other words, the Kevesh is considered part of Mizbeach in some sugya.
I don't know. We had a sugya about that. I'm not willing to take an exam on that.
But that could be interesting to see how far does that extension go. Is it like the Mizbeach? The Kevesh becomes like the Mizbeach in every aspect or part of the aspect.
But we had a discussion about whether you could have Haktara on the Kevesh. You could be Machter or Karban Emurim on the Kevesh. So we had a sugya in Menachos on Daf Hey of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan in fact says that there is a certain quasi status of Haktorah. But there he was talking about the Psul of Yotze. In other words, once it's on the Kevesh, if you take it off the Kevesh and out of the Azorah, it might already be Psul of Yotze. Anyway,
the question is, how far do we take that Kedusha of the Ritzvah? Is it like as if it's now the Yisod, it's now the Mizbeach, and all, or only partly?
Tosfos seems to assume, back on Daf Lamed Nun Aleph on the base, that it is a perfect substitute for the Mizbeach.
And therefore, B'makoma.
And therefore, B'makoma.
So then we're good to go.
But we're not good to go. Why? Because what does that prove to you about Mizbeach itself? Meaning, if he does the Zrika Stam on the Ritzvah, you're right. It's a perfectly fine, excellent Zrika, it's B'mkoma, and everything's wonderful. But what about on the Mizbeach? Tosfos wants to know, when the Kohen is taking the Olas Ha'ov, why does he have to schlep himself all the way over to the Karen?
Right.
So maybe I'll say there it's Shalom B'mkoma if you do it before you get to the Karen. The Karen is the B'mkoma. So it says, no, it can't be because it's Ritzvah. What do you mean? Ritzvah doesn't prove me anything. Ritzvah proved me that there's a Mekom on the Ritzvah. But where's the Mekom on the Mizbeach? But if you go with the Brisker Rav, the Brisker Rav holds that the Ritzvah is considered Mizbeach, albeit Shalom Mekoma. Ah, now Tosa has a very good proof. How can you have a Kosher Mizrika on the Ritzvah? It's got to be Bataris Mizbeach, but it's not on the Karen. So you see that you don't need Karen. So we're asking, but maybe you need Karen in order to set up Zrika Vimkoma. Because again, at the end of the day, Tosus becomes the opponent to the Mishnah, so to speak. He never really gets out of this mess. At the end of the day, if I read Tosus correctly, he's stuck. Why the Mishnah required that the Kohen takes the Olas HaOf in order to do the Mitzvah Gazah all the way over to the Karen? Tosus, I have a better idea. On his way to the Karen, let him stop. Got the base addition there on the floor, and get the device. He doesn't need this whole, you know. So I'll tell you what we get up to. We get up to Vehine Kosav Rambam. So if you want to make a note of it, you know, this is where we're up to. Vehine Kosav Rambam. And we'll try to pick this up tomorrow, or alternatively, you know, we can start something more fresh. Well, I'll tell you the truth. The next piece, which starts with Hine, I don't know why they didn't. He should have pressed the return button here. This is a new paragraph. Hine Kosav Rambam. So this next piece, which is a continuation of our discussion about Ritzvah, is an attempt to understand the Rambam sheet about Chronos. You know, whether the Rambam requires Chronos. Okay, so that's line 4. Again, he should have pressed the return button. I don't know why he didn't. But in the paragraph Ulam, if you chop down 4 lines, let's say 5 lines, you'll see the first word in the 5th line is Vehine.
Ah, okay.
Higata?
Yeah.
So that's an analysis of a very, very strange Rambam. Okay. So this all depends on you guys. You know, For my part, I can go in many different directions here. We could go back to the Gemara itself and just do Gemara with a little Rashi. And
have us continue.
Or if you want to continue, we'll have to study this Rambam.
We don't want to continue, man. I'd like to continue.
Well, the only thing is, I want to get Mendel on board because he's, you know, he...
Well, what can I do? I came in the middle.
No.
Ah. You're staying with us?
Well, no, he's trying it out. That's what I'm saying. You didn't hear the implication, the innuendo. I said we're trying to get Mendel on board. If you understand? He's
right.
He's on the fence now. You know.
I'll coast.
So what I love, Mendel. Let me just tell you in the ideal world what could happen. Just the ideal world. I know you'll tell me it's I'm living on a cloud here. But if in the ideal world, if you would have a little bit of time to put in outside the shiur, even a half hour. Once or twice a week, and maybe you could offer, you know, one of the chevra here could learn with you, but chavrusa, it would change your whole experience. See, that's why I tell people that, you know, to walk into a shiur without any preparation.
Oh, being in the middle of something. So, you know, I'm trying to get the ideas. I didn't even see the Gemara.
So. It was a lot up on the internet.
Correct. Truth is, I'll tell you the truth, man. We've been really
which Gemara? Which
all the Gemara that we did, which is on 51A, on Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, is 3 psukim that repeat itself over and over and over.
Right.
And that's El Yisod Mizbach HaOlam.
Yeah, we've been on the same topic for 3 weeks now.
Where is it on the page?
Okay, so I'll show you where it is on the page.
I can't believe from how many different angles you can attack the same concept.
51A, let me just tell you where it is.
Thank you very much.
You looking for the word
she sent me an SMS this morning.
I'm going to put my finger on the place.
She was so funny.
We find it in your Gemara. Okay?
Friday night, she's benching, and all of a sudden I wake up.
She's on the sleep.
Well, again, every Gemara is a little bit.
No, but she fell asleep. That's the
and then yesterday we were playing cards.
Again,
I don't have
dishes without cards. Literally, she's holding the cards in her hand.
So I can only point to these words, right?
Because she's not really sleeping. She's not from the morphine.
Yeah. Asher Botas.
Sounds like a good position.
Asher Botas. Oh,
okay. I'm not sure I'd be
able to have an operation. It needed some free time.
It's an interesting, yeah, this is the second.
To teach me something called Shvichas Shiraim Al Yisod.
Two knees within.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
You know, this whole concept of the morphine, the way they do it.
What?
It's one of these gemores that Jehu
Okay, whatever.
I use it in the sick. It's very helpful.
And as a
you can photograph it if you want. We have a machine.
Need it, they say,
but Mendel, if you can hear this for 2 minutes, it'll help you a lot.
Stop.
There's Rika Sadal.
Okay,
which is either on the front of the spare, or maybe on the side of the spare. And then on the bottom is something called the Yisod. So the left of the dime, the empty dress of Zrika, is called Shirai. That's an easy word to remember. Because you're a Shirai.
But the fact that they do it, and then they
again, on the bottom, which I don't know, maybe Shirai.
That's
what's amazing. It's a little less important. Right? Have you read anything about Shirayim? I don't know. I don't remember.
No.
That's more for the Luciana Hasid.
My one daughter is.
Because I went to Bell's, and you couldn't remember what went on with Shirayim.
She's finally getting a doctor who's willing to prescribe medical marijuana for her.
After Abdullah, after
Yom Kippur. It's unbelievable. And is it with TMC?
Because what I remember from my youth,
it's found with marijuana.
And if I'm breaking, my father took me over and over again. If I'm breaking,
at least this
time,
where I can say, okay, you need this.
And it was an amazing thing.
You
don't smoke
it, but
you knew exactly. That he was looking. Yeah. And that was your lachai.
This kind for these diseases.
It was an amazing experience. But Shirai might have actually never remember. I know he was going to give out dollars.
The Shem made me.
I know. That's what I've been saying for years.
You know,
I can't.
Harry
has the poor, that's called Shvichas Al Karmei Yisod.
And you have poppies, you know.
The problem we discussed,
you can have
is that there's something called Ritz,
heroin, you can have morphine, you know,
there's no Shvichas Shirayim Al Yisod.
He's the only one who holds it.
You know, even morphine.
And more eventually,
not marijuana.
Actually, but right now, that's what you're
thinking. Marijuana is not addictive.
So what happened to...
You can smoke marijuana for years.
Three psukim, the Torah repeats here. You need Shvichas Shirayim Al Yisod.
Withdrawal symptoms.
That's the problem. Tosfos says, historically, the psukim were addressing the period of time before they were Kaddish to
Ritz. It does not lead to a lot of motivation.
A lot of people long term marijuana.
Yeah, he collected probably. And he collected money from all the
people.
Well, I don't remember all the details. Everything in Kaddish is a suya. Everything's a suya. So for Apple, that Kinshah Ritzvah was inaugurated by Dovah HaMelech. So Tosfos says, before the Kinshah Ritzvah, the only possibility was the Mizbeach. So there was no alternative, and you required Shvichas Shirayim Al Yisod.
I think you said it there. Really, about a mishkan. So you give someone morphine and not get them addicted, you know.
But you see, the Brisker Rav wasn't so happy about
this
because
to send
the three psukim in the Torah
and she got off
that teach me about master concept of Shvichas Shirayim Al Yisod, and they only apply during one little
it just takes a long time to
one little frame in history, frame of time before they were making
a certain kind of surgery.
So he wants to say, you know what?
The medical
cash is installed.
And Jones.
And it's no Yisod on the Merkel, but it's Rika Shalom. It's like if you got the wrong place on the Merkel.
Friday night, there was one nurse who insisted.
So we tried today to try to see a Tulsa Nav to see if we could tell whether he accepted the risk of or not.
I don't know. She just didn't remember.
That was his
typical. She said, no, she's his first.
So I think what we're going to do tomorrow, but you have to let me know if you're going to be here.
No, she can't take it.
But no. I don't mean, that's what impression was. If you pass it, let me know why you passed.
A couple times
but
that
there'll be a difference in how I put together the shift tomorrow. Yeah. But if you'll be here tomorrow, then we'll try to look at tomorrow on Daf Nun Beis.
She's in hospital?
Which is a whole new piece.
Hard so famous.
Yeah, that's
right. But I think I will be. I mean,
and then you'll be much more oriented on tomorrow, for tomorrow, than you were today.
But it's
today
not the best sort of hospital a little bit from the religious point of view.
I haven't been.
There's a Chabad group tomorrow. It's very nice. I mean, it was very nice.
I did it years ago.
So my challenge is to get you
a little. I've been here with my mother.